Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. I'm very excited for today's show. Number one, it's Friday, although this is my, for me and my world, this is the go-to week, man. This is pedal to the metal. This starting a week ago, but really this starting now as well. But I needed a little break, and I love doing the shows because it gives me that. So I'm very, very, and I'm just very excited about our guests today. They are, this is a collaboration. It's a new project called Divine Timing from Pacticos and the producer extraordinaire and Karina Nestal, singer-songwriter. It's just, cool, turned up to 10. Yeah, they both are. And this is Divine Timing. So without further ado, I want to welcome them. Let me first get them on the horn here. Hello, Karina. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm great. I'm always happy to be on Blog Talk Radio with you on Pop Rocks Radio.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, you're on every day, believe it or not. Every day when part of our sign-off.
I know
if you remember
that.
A while back. Yeah, every day, man. It's there. For those who longtime listeners to the show, when the show ends, you'll hear a little Spanish thing there, and that is Karina. So, a little behind-the-scenes thing. Hey, I think we've got Practicos on with us as well. Hello, Practicos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Greetings.
All right. Yeah, well, we're glad. Hey, I am a big fan of this project, Divine Timing. It is just cool, turned up to 10. It blew me away when I heard it. I checked out, and we have a link up to the Bandcamp page, and I went through and listened, and it's just fantastic. You guys knocked it out of the park with this one.
Thanks so much, Jamie. That means a lot coming from you, and we really enjoyed making it.
Yes, well, I feel like
really
it was a. It was a culmination of our like positive connection relationship, and talking to each other about life and music and. It just naturally came together. It made sense to create it.
It's fantastic. Now, have you guys worked together before this project?
We have. We've done a few different like singles, just remixes. Nothing like major. Nothing as major as this project, but we have like established some kind of chemistry.
I gotcha. Practice, I wanted to ask you, because you've done remixes and whatnot, and a lot of people may not know, I mean, I know it's different, and different people work in different ways, but generally, how does that work? Does an artist approach you, or do you approach the artist and say, hey, this track would be banging with, this beat or sped up, at this beats per minute, and you do your magic and whatnot. How does that usually normally come about? I'm just curious, and I know a lot of people are.
For me personally, I just, if I'm inspired by a particular song, I'll remix it and just post it online without charging
any
money for it. Because make money off of somebody else's property, right? So I just, if I do a remix, I'll always just, freely give it away to people online.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, that just goes to show, and I know Karina is extremely generous with her music and stuff as well in various projects. And it just goes to show you both are, you know, just very kind and very cool and very inspiring. So that is awesome. That is awesome. So are Karina, I know you're now based in Texas. You were in L.A. for a long time. Practicus, where are you out of?
I'm actually in Alameda, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, pretty much, in California.
Nice. This, the Bay Area has always been, to me, whenever I visited, I lived in San Diego for a long time, but I like to go to the Bay Area as much as I could. There's just some kind of I don't know if it's in the water or what it is, man, or if it's on ley lines or something, but, man, it is just like everybody's super creative, you know. You go to a club and you're going to see a horse walking around or something, you know. It's not just spectacle like Vegas or something, though. It's cool spectacle, you know. And there's usually some thought behind it, which I always thought was real cool. So you grew up in that?
Yeah,
neck
it's
of the
an incredible place.
Absolutely. Houston's the same way, though. Man, I could tell you stories about Houston. Houston's a trip. But good stories, but maybe not for this show. Yeah, Houston, I always have a crazy time in Houston. There's always a tale to tell. But it's cool. So with this project, Practicus, did you have, like, most of the melodies and beats and whatnot down already? And then, Karina, you did your magic on them, or was it vice versa?
I think it was
a little bit of both
sides. Just like spontaneously sharing like an idea that I had, just sitting on my laptop, you know, creating at the beach or like biking somewhere, and you know, after it's on a feeling basis. Like if I feel like she would sound good on this particular track, I'll send it to her, and good things happen.
That's awesome. Well, when you guys first had this idea, Karina, I mean, I know you always have a lot going on. What was your initial thoughts about the project?
Well, what's funny is, and I'm going to give you a little backstory, so because I know
awesome.
You were asking Prax about his production and how, if he helped his artists, or we actually met through our wonderful friend Debbie Genuine. So shout out to her.
Nice.
Absolutely.
She's just on the show.
She was in. We met 6 years ago, and I think, I mean, it might have been one of our shows, but I know that Debbie had been working with Prack, and she had a song with him that was just totally mind-blowing, and I loved it. And so I met him, she introduced me to him, and then he had another track that he needed some background vocals on, and he had asked Debbie and I to do it, and from there our relationship just grew, and we kept working on stuff. We weren't really targeting a full project, but it just came together after all the years of working together, which had been 6. So it worked out pretty nicely.
Wow. No, that's awesome, man. That's very cool. Well,
yeah,
you
I got
guys
lucky.
Seem to be on a well, you guys seem to be on a very similar vibe point, you know. I know you guys are, well, you know, Prak, I don't know if you are, but I know, I've known Karina for a while, you know, and she's very, you know, positive and whatnot. It's always positive. I've never seen Karina a bad mood. I wouldn't want to. You know, it's probably pretty bad. You know, somebody's going to get caught.
Right.
Yes. She's one of those girls. I don't know, man. I tell you, I've had a past. I used to wolf around a lot. I've settled down a lot. But I'm a mediocre. That's what I do for a living. I paint pictures of people and things and whatnot. And I'm pretty good at that. I am a master, used to be, of pissing women off. And Karina seems like the type of woman that you could just, you can push her and push her and push her so far. And then when she snaps, you're going to be on that show snap. They're like, I don't know. She ran her car over him. And that was the end of him. That's the type of person I see.
I don't have any personal experience with that, but it's hard to be mad at you, Jamie, but I have been known to have a little bit of a temper, but it's hard to be mean to kind spirits, you know, and it's not like a shoot from the hip type thing. It does take me a little bit to get there. So, and especially with age, you sort of learn a little more patience to dealing with people and not to, you know, be angered by them quickly. So I've worked on it. Let's just say that.
Well, that's awesome. Well, one of the reasons I bring that up, I mean, not just joking around and whatnot, but here you guys are, you know, creative, turned up to 10, both of you. And I know sometimes working on projects together, I know you guys are both professionals and whatnot. You do what you do. But that's got to be a little difficult sometimes, working with other creatives. I would find it difficult. But you guys seem to really vibe well together, you know? And it doesn't, it definitely comes through in the music.
Definitely. Prec is super easy to work with. Sometimes very easy to work with, you know? In comparison to a lot of people I've worked with, he makes things just super, super, super easy. Like, I still tell him, I feel like he did everything for this album and I did nothing because he obviously came up with the production. He mixed everything. He did all the artwork. The only thing I did was set up the Bandcamp profile, and thank God he came in and kind of adjusted some of the wording to make it prettier and more appealing, of course. But yeah, he's always pushing, and he just made it super easy for me. He works really hard, and he's a perfectionist, a lot like me. So he was sending me, you know, new mixes to the songs, and sometimes they were so great, I didn't know why he was sending me an additional mix. But I think it's because he could hear an improvement somewhere, even if I didn't. I'd be like, this is perfect. And he's like, no, I think I can adjust something else. But that's the way I am with vocals. I'd say, like, I need to fix this. And he's like, okay. So we just work really well together, and I just feel, like, very grateful for him.
Now, that's amazing. That's amazing. You had mentioned you guys had been working together for, like, 6 years. Was it specifically on this project? Is this the accumulation of a six-year, was this a six-year venture? Or was this more recent, during, like, quarantine and whatnot?
I'll let you answer that, Prec.
Okay, thank you. I feel like the 6 years, or, you know, average maybe five or six, was just, like, exchanging email ideas, like, we had one or two songs that were really, like, I think it was Better Place was one of the first songs we created. And Feel, I think it was Better Place and Feel Again, those two tracks.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you've heard on the EP. And I think we kind of started on an idea and kind of went from there. And the quarantine time was like bringing it all together. It was like an opportunity for us to select which tracks we both were vibing on mutually and selecting those tracks as the final divine timing that you have listened to.
Nice. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Let me ask you guys, as creators, content creators and just, you know, artists. It's weird because my non-artistic friends, you know, they've asked me, they're like, oh man, you know, this year with the quarantine, were you going crazy? And I'm like, no, man, I work from home. It was like a Tuesday for me, you know. What was weird was having my wife home a lot more when, like, her store had closed for, I don't know, a month and a half. Yeah, it's hard to get anything done around the house, let alone on top of my work when she's home. But we worked it out, you know, we adjusted. But I've never been busier this year. And I don't know if it's because of, like, everybody else's rhythm is off, you know. And, I mean, yeah, working a 17-hour day now is just normal for me since the quarantine. How about you guys? Have you guys been uber busy creatively, or have you been finding other or needing to find other things to do to occupy your time during the quarantine?
Go ahead, Karina.
Well, on my okay. On my end, I've been juggling, you know, 2 other things with music. So things have been pretty busy. But I've been trying to get to doing some writing. And actually, 2 of the tracks from the EP came this year, which was Nothing Wrong and Today. So those 2 songs actually wrapped up the project for us, but I have other projects that I need to be working on. And I know Prak will be able to answer this a lot better, but he's very busy. I'm sure you could tell them, Prak.
Yes, this quarantine has been very unusual. It's been not only for me, for everybody. It's been very confusing, very beyond the music. We're human beings. Beyond, you know, we have our lives, we have our personal struggles, and everybody can relate, you know, on the show listening to us with that. And it's I think it's a good time to empower yourself instead of I think this project was a sort of a symbol of self-empowerment, self-love, the importance of, you know, in the lyrics that Karina laid down. I feel like it's a medicinal sort of tool for people, and they will, hopefully, those who are ready for it will attract it to their ears.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'm telling you, it's when I first got it, Karina sent me the Bandcamp link, and folks, we have it. It's very easy to get to. It's divinetiming.bandcamp.com/releases. We have a link, and I'll be posting a direct link on my social media right after the show as well, all over. It's so cool. And I was listening to the EP, and I tell you, it was 180 degrees. I had been watching the news before I listened to it. And I was like, this is 1,000 times better. I was so happy, you know. Yeah, this was absolutely cool. Well, why don't we play a track? We've got 3 tracks we're going to play today. Should we start it out with today, Karina, do you think?
Right? Yeah, sure. That's fine with
that
me.
That feels good. Perhaps that feels right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's play it. And then, you know, people can just see how fantastic this is. Here it is, everybody. Check this out. This is Today, brand new from Divine Time.
Breathing. happy to be breathing.
What a track. Oh my gosh. That was divine timing, everybody. Today, name of that. Wow, what a fantastic track. Absolutely cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. That is so cool. Wow. And these are all, it is available, folks. You can get this EP. We have a link up to the Bandcamp. And, man, it's you know, you got to get it. It's Christmas, man. How cool.
Yeah,
is that?
Exactly.
Oh man, what great music! I just loved it. Man, I'm telling you, that's going to be played at, when the world comes back and everything, and I can start doing art shows again. That's going to be part of that. I can tell you right now.
I know. Oh, thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, it just sounds so high end. You know, it's. And it's great lyrics on that, too. so polished. I love it. I love it. Now, today, was that one of the ones that you guys have been talking about for a while and working on for a while, or was that one of the newer ones?
Today is relatively new. It was like, I think it was the last track on the EP, which was like, nice. we actually had a few tracks which were like nearly done, like completed, and I think it was like 1 month prior to our release we decided to put Today together, which was like
nice.
It was the final touch, you can say, on the EP.
It's so cool and so relaxing and just a great this whole EP, you know, from start to finish, this is one of those EPs you put on, you let the whole thing play, you know, at least I do. It's just fantastic. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'll give you a little backstory on Today as well. That song's really, really personal to me. When Pratt sent me the track, I knew it was going to be really special, whatever I came up with for it. And that was the first song I wrote after my dad passed away in June. So it's definitely really special to me.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, I remember that, Karina. I remember that. June.
Definitely.
That happened. Oh,
the message, the message is, you know, just to appreciate life. As fleeting as it is, we just have to appreciate, you know, every day. And so that's what I wanted to convey in the song.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see that. I see people getting so worked up, you know, over silly stuff all the time. And, you know, it's just no point. Life is so short. You know,
Yes.
I don't want to be walking around heaven mad. That's all I'm saying. You know, I want to.
Right.
Oh, it's too, because you don't know, you know, you don't know. Especially these days. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask, well, you know, and here's a fantastic track that came out of that. So, you know, that is good. It's cool, too, that as an artist, you were able to take something that is, you know, and that is hardcore emotional too. That's rough. That is the death of anybody. One close family member is rough, you know.
Yes.
You guys, and I don't mean to make light of anything. My wife was kind of giving, she wasn't giving me a hard time about it last night. We have a big fish tank in our house, and we've had this fish for a long time, and he's been on a downward spiral for about a week or so, and he passed on last night. Yeah, I was out,
no.
You know, 10 o'clock at night, I'm digging a hole out in the backyard, you know, and I come in, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just upset, you know, something died on my watch, you know, I'm not cool with it.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
I know. He's in a better place. He's in a much bigger pond now. So it worked out. But it was kind of a sad thing. We had two of them exactly the same. He had a friend, and the friend died a couple months ago. And he's just been, I think he died of a broken heart. He's been super depressed.
Aww.
I don't know if fish can have broken hearts, but anyway, that's our life. But it's cool to take, you know, as artists and creators, you know, we all are a little sensitive when it comes to certain things and whatnot. But it's very cool that you were able to take that and use it in your art. You know what I mean? I don't mean for that to sound so harsh, but to use that, those emotions as rocket fuel. Make something so cool, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
I was glad you had that outlet, I should say.
As creators, we have to use our energy, you know, constructively. So it really helps me. It's
much
really therapeutic. Yeah. it's really therapeutic to be able to use your medium, your craft to help you pull through dark and difficult times. And this whole year, it's been good to use what we have to push through and to try to help others that are experiencing the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Prak, I wanted to ask you, now, do you have a back, like growing up and stuff, did you know that music and whatnot was what you were going to be doing? Were growing up, were you like the music kid?
Not really. When I was younger, I was into drawing a lot. I really liked drawing like cartoons, X-Men, like all those cartoons I used to watch. I used to like love drawing them. I used to be into video games. I'm sure a lot of people could relate with that, young man. but there's creativity everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's, you know, video games, or I think they can have a bad rep, you know, or cartoons, like things that are kids enjoy. I think it's good to keep that alive while we, as we get older, retain that sense of like playfulness, that childlike innocence. So, sorry to go up. It's kind of sidetracked there.
No, not at all. You know, you're so right. I just read a quote by Pablo Picasso the other day. I think I saw on Twitter or something, and I looked it up, and he actually said this. He said, you know, it took him 4 years to learn how to paint like Raphael, but it took him his whole life to learn how to paint like a child, you know? And that's from the guy, you know, that Mr. Art, Picasso. Can't get better than that. And that reminds me of that, you know, and it's so cool. You know, your music's just, man, I'm just blown away with it. It is so polished. And Karina kind of alluded to it. Would you say a bit of a perfectionist? This is a problem I have with painting. I will do a painting and I'll mess with it. I'll go, oh, I got to do this. I got it. And, you know, my wife sometimes will say, hey, man, put down the brush and on to the next. You know, it's done. are you that way, Pratt?
Unfortunately, yes. But I do. I'm learning to work with that you know, that awareness of just letting things go. You know, at the right time, like kind of feeling into it. If I'm not that inspired to keep creating, I'm not going to force myself to create and maybe go for a walk. Maybe right. Step away. I think stepping away from our art is just as important as doing the art, like taking breaks, giving yourself some perspective and like clarity.
Absolutely. I'm going to cut this out of the, I'm going to record this as a little WAV file and send to my clients when they seem to forget that. I'm teasing.
Nice.
I should though. Oh man. Anyhow, they might be. Some of them might be listening, so I got to be good. That's very cool. Let's play another track, everybody. Should we go with Steel Again next?
Sure.
Here it is, everybody. Check this out. Divine Timing, Steel Again.
Thank you.
Another fantastic track, Feel Again, Divine Timing. Man, I love it. I love it. Now, that's the one you guys used. You have a little YouTube that I've been sharing, just a little snippet, you know, to give people a taste.
Right.
And, yeah, that's such a strong song as well. Let me ask you, Karina, on a track like Feel Again, were these lyrics you already had? A lot of singers I know, they have these big books of like lyric ideas, you know, or do you not work that way? Do you hear a track and then sit down and start singing?
I do a little of both. For practice tracks, he would send me tracks that would define my current mood. So every time I would get one of his tracks, literally going through something in life, and like I said, it was always really therapeutic. So at that point, I was going through a breakup, and I was just realizing that this person and I weren't working out, and that I wanted to feel again for the right person, and I wanted to, you know, work on just keeping my ego in check. So it was like a total aha moment, and Prak has a way of channeling this energy, even if it's not intentional. He just has this universal way of bringing his tracks to the occasion. So I was always really happy to get one of his tracks and be able to write to them.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's cool that he can dial in like that. You know what I mean? And
I know.
And kinda, you know what, that's almost spooky in a way, but very
cool.
It is. Spooky.
yeah. He's got an uncanny ability to be able to do that. I don't know how he does it, but I think he's like part-time magician.
I just use a lot of drugs.
Well, there you go.
I like using drugs, and they help me achieve certain things.
That's awesome. I was just talking to somebody.
That's good.
That was a joke.
Oh, man. I was. Yeah. I. That's right, kids. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. No. It's. Somebody was asking me. We were. I don't know. I talked about something. We were watching one of those shows happened to be on the TV in the background, and they heard it, and they're like, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, one of those, you know, those Hollywood gossip shows, you know, that they have on an evening on the other channel than Jeopardy or whatever. And, you know, you got two choices on the TV pretty much at that time of day. Anyway, some celebrity had, I don't know, got busted for doing a bunch of drugs. They're like, why do they do that? They have everything. I'm like, because drugs are fun. That's why, you know, I mean, they start out as great. They don't stay that way. Don't be inspired, kids. Save yourself a lot of time and money and aggravation. No, I hear you. But it's cool you have that ability. That's your uncanny, your X-Men ability there. That's going to get you in the mansion and work there, you know? Being able to empathy, you know?
Yeah.
DJ empathy. There you go. That's cool. That's fantastic. People make a lot of money having that superpower. You know,
tell me about it.
Back when we used to have festivals and clubs and stuff. Have you, with your background, Prak, and you're so good, do you ever DJ? Is that a part of your world or just not something you're really into?
I've dabbled in it a little bit at coffee shops. This is like last year. I was DJing my own music. It was a little, I'm not really kind of an extroverted person, like to be in public and doing that. So it was a good, getting my feet wet into that realm. As of now, I'm more focused on production but I do entertain the live performing as a future possibility. If it feels exciting.
Well, that's awesome to hear because you'd be so good at it, you know. Your music, like I said, it really reminds me, it doesn't, not the music itself, but just the feeling I get. And this is like way back. I remember the first time I ever went to Paris. I had to go to Paris to give a lecture at this big fancy art museum there about pop art.
Fancy.
And so, you know, I'm over there. Yeah, and I'm, you know, we're at this real fancy restaurant that, you know, has weird chairs that don't look like, they look like, you know, pieces of silly putty or something, and it's all very modern and contemporary, you know, and this is the first time I'd ever been to something like that, though, you know, but it was very pinky out, it was very high end, and so I go to this place, and I'm more than a little intimidated, you know, and they're on a little raised dais, a little mini stage. Was this woman, and she was an Asian woman, and she was playing like just some basic trip hop, kind of chill out type stuff, you know, just mood to, you know, for all these people hobnobbing in this place, and it was so perfect, and I'm like, ooh, I have made it, man, I have arrived, here I am, you know, and
yeah,
when
I'm
I
sharing.
First heard you guys'
Absolutely.
EP. I got that same vibe, you know. I'm like, ooh, this is good. I like this, you know.
You hear that, Prak?
Fantastic. That's right. Fit right in. Fit right in. That's a weird town, though. It's beautiful. But yeah,
it's
very
strange. Thanks for giving us that vision to manifest, Jamie.
I'm telling you, man. As long as they give you a big bag of money to go, you'll be all set. All right.
Exactly.
You were just there with your mom a while back.
Yeah. Jamie actually did a painting for my mom because Paris was her dream trip that she always wanted to go on. I feel like I tell this story on the show the last 3 years every time I'm on it. But
probably.
She wanted to go to Paris when she was 7, and I took her, and I had this picture I wanted Jamie to paint to commemorate it, and he did such a great job. So yeah, we have a painting, a Jamie Rocks painting, no less, hanging in my mom's living room with her just smiling and, you know, the Eiffel Tower behind her. So yeah, that was like the best gift ever that year, and she loves it, and it's right above her, and she gets to dream about Paris all the time.
I mean, that's a cool gift and all, taking your mom to Paris is the best gift. You know, I mean, wow.
I hope I can afford that again, too.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of moms listening to the show right now, looking at their kids going, uh-huh, you hear that? You hear that? Paris, baby. Get on it, on that paper route. very cool.
Get on that side hustle.
That's right. That's right. Get that Etsy website up, at least a Patreon. hey, I wanted to ask you guys, now for this project, now, Karina, you are my go-to person, because I have people ask me all the time. They're like, so, Jamie, you know all these people and everything. What do you know about crowdfunding and whatnot? So they want to, you know, get some money to do their projects. And I always tell them, I know the person who knows more about this than anybody. And she told me it's like having a second and third job. So just know that's involved, you know, when you find
right.
it. Did you guys need to do that for this project? Did you crowdfund at all or just knock it out?
No, not at all. No, I mean, you and I follow each other pretty well on social media, and I'm sure you would have seen it. We just wanted to drop it all digitally because we weren't thinking about merch with COVID and everything. So we just kind of funded it ourselves. And like I said, you know, fortunately I've got the in-house do-all man Prack who pretty much did it all. We only outsourced it to master it. And, you know, we're going to be ordering some hard copy CDs if anyone's interested in having one of those. We didn't order any merch. It's all just on Bandcamp and streaming online.
Right.
So there was no need for a crowdfunding campaign.
Well, I think it's, you know, it opens up doing it the way you guys are doing it. Number one, you're right. This is the year to do it that way. You know what I mean? There's
right.
no merch tables anywhere. And,
right.
You know, you're just going to have boxes of CDs. You're just going to have boxes of money sitting in your living room, you know, or your studio rooms and whatnot. Just to annoy you every time you trip over, you know?
Right. I'm doing.
Know
this.
Where you're coming
right.
from. I didn't say it. I think it is. And I think it's very smart too. Bandcamp is such a cool website. And I've never heard anybody say anything bad about it. Have you guys ever heard any bad? I haven't. I think they do a great job.
I have not. Have you? Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Bandcamp for their model and the way they support the independent like artists, which is like kind of lopsided in the music industry, kind of left out and left in the dark. So I think Bandcamp is like a little like a light for the shining light on those independent, hardworking artists.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard that from so many musicians I know. It's just a, you know, and it doesn't surprise me. That's the route you guys go. I know Karina is real up on all that. you know, all this.
Not
social.
Really.
She is so much better at that than me.
Aww.
I don't even know what app is or what's that. I don't even know how to say it. But no, you know, she knows all that stuff. I just started an Instagram page finally. Everybody's like, what? True. My wife finally talked me into it. It's crazy. Let's play. The last track we're going to play today is Destination. Tell us a little bit about this one.
My favorite on the album. This song, unlike the others, I feel like, Feel Again and Better Place, I wrote kind of close to each other today, and Nothing Wrong, I wrote kind of close to each other. Destination is kind of between those 6 years somewhere, and I must have sent Prack dozens of vocals because I was so unhappy with how I was recording it and the quality of my recordings. But I was also in another funky place where I was just in a in a weird space with where I was in life with my job, and I wasn't happy, and I was a little homesick, and so I was trying to find my way, and I realized that I needed to be a little happier with where I was and what my, you know, what my journey was. So I wrote Destination, and that was another one of those tracks that Crack sent me, and I was just blown away. I knew I had to do something to it. So that's how that one came about.
No, that's awesome. Here, did you have anything to add, Pratt?
Sorry, say that again.
Did you have anything to add about Destination?
I mean, she wrote the lyrics, so it's like, I know it's from her perspective. It's unique in that sense. For me, is I'm kind of an audience as well. Like I listen to her lyrics, and they remind me of messages that I might forget sometimes. So that's kind of cool that we can create something that I can. I can like extract little, you know, reminders of our inner truth, the inner truth that we sometimes lose track of.
So I hear you. Oh, it's very cool to create art and then to, you know, have it affect you as such. That, man, that's the dream. And it's a dream of art. How cool.
Totally.
Well, check this out, everybody. This is Divine Timing, Destination. Another fantastic track. Here it is. What a track, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. Divine Timing Destination. And it has brought us to our destination. Man, what a way to end the show. I like that. That's fantastic. Hey, I know we're up against the time, guys, but a couple things. I wanted to, first off, thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. Class to join up around here, you know, it's fantastic. I'm very honored and humbled that you guys were on the show. And I wouldn't be a good interviewer if I didn't ask, you guys are so good at what you're doing, you know. Are the gears turning? Are the wheels spinning for perhaps future projects with Divine Timing?
I think so. Yeah. You know, Proc's always working, and I can't speak for him, but we've definitely talked about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic.
I feel like it's gonna go down again in another form.
Nice, nice. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear more. It is just so cool. And ladies and gentlemen, we also have links, of course, to Karina's website and Practico's music on YouTube. You can check out his YouTube and whatnot as well. Karina has all of her social media right when you get to her website, right there at the top. I suggest you guys like, share, follow. Of course, you know, add things to your playlists and whatnot. We live in an algorithm world, and that helps out so much when you do that.
Yes.
Well, very cool, guys. Well, it's
absolutely
Friday. It's Friday in the Bay Area and in Houston. Are you in Houston right now, Karina? Are you out in L.A. right now? Because I saw some pictures like a week back, and you were in L.A.
I mean, I try to go back and forth as much as I can, but I am in Houston right now. So, yeah,
I gotcha.
It's time to get back there again.
I gotcha. Well, you both know this. I'm going to tell you anyway in case no one's told you yet today. Keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're so good at it. It's just fantastic. Fantastic.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
We're in good company with you. And I don't know about Prax, but I know we only have like maybe 1 minute. I wanted to make some quick shout outs, if that's okay.
Yeah, we have all the time in the world. You go ahead. As many
awesome
as you need, Karina and Prax.
Thank you.
Feel free. Take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out Debbie Genuine, Ludi Muse, J Hot, Mondo Music, who helped us master. Gigi Jules, she's my stylist and designer. Rosemarie, Liberty, my mom, of course. Adrian, October, Stu, Tony Emerald, and Erica. And I wanted to say thanks to Prax for everything. And, of course, thanks to Jamie Rocks for just being an excellent host and amazing human being all around.
Oh, man, I'm going to find new hats now. Thank you. I'm going to remember that when I'm not being so amazing. Go ahead, Brack. If you got any you want to share, feel free.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to Karina's dad. You know, I believe that we are all eternal beings, and I know that he feels our music, he feels our accomplishment, and yeah, shout out to him for allowing this project to even happen, to even be possible for everybody.
That's amazing, man.
Thanks,
Pat. That's amazing.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. What a cool show. What a great way to slide into this weekend. This show, no show tomorrow, no live show tomorrow, but we have a few episodes in archive. This episode, of course, is episode 1056. If you go to my website, jamierocks.us, you can listen to all of them if you wanted to. There's over 1,000. You're going to be listening.
Wow.
But anyway, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and on all podcasting platforms. We're on like 250 of them. You know, all the big ones. We're on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and TuneIn and Spotify and iHeartRadio, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, check it out. And also check out our sponsors, our advertisers, our cool Turned Up to 10. And use the code. They all have a code, you know, that's unique to this show, and it'll save you a couple bucks. And with that, then head over to Divine Timing at bandcamp.com / releases, and, you know, pick it up, baby. Pick up this EP. And, you know, and the cool thing, if you're like me, you probably have some people on your holiday list that, you know, have everything, and they're real hard to buy for, and, you know, you beat your brains out trying to figure out, you know, something just really cool and unique to get them. Hey, man, an EP is really cool and unique. That's all I'm saying, and then they have it, you know. Anytime they need to get into that positive vibe. So check that out, and, you know, just give it a thought. Oh, that's all I'm saying. And we will see you guys on Sunday. We've got a fantastic actress in a new movie. Geraldine Singer is going to be on the show on Sunday afternoon. And you might remember her. She is the seasoned actress from the movie Get Out, came out a couple years ago. She was in that, and she's in a new movie, an action-paction movie. So we're going to be talking to her on Sunday about that. So have a good one, everybody, and, you know. Oh, and be safe and be cool and be kind, man. If you're going out shopping or something and you're dealing with people out in the world, you know, wear your mask. Come on. And be nice to people. They've been dealing with jerks all day. They don't need to deal with another one.
Yeah.
Just get your stuff and go.
Absolutely.
You know, it's good. Hey, stay positive, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you so
bye,
much.
Guys.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate
any time. Any time.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.